Sweet country life is to me both dear and charming, for to walk abroad on a fine summer's morning. Your houses, your cities, your lofty gay towers, in nothing can compare with the sweet shady bowers. Your houses, your cities, your lofty gay towers, in nothing can compare with the sweet shady bowers. Nor do I admire your robes and fine dresses, your silks and your scarlets and other excesses. For my own country clothing is to me more endearing than your sweet pretty mantle, for 'tis my homespun wearing. For my own country clothing is to me more endearing than your sweet pretty mantle, for 'tis my homespun wearing. No fiddle, no flute, no hautboy or spinet in aught can compare with the lark or the linnet. Adown as I lay all among the green bushes, I was charmed by the notes of the blackbirds and thrushes. Adown as I lay all among the green bushes, I was charmed by the notes of the blackbirds and thrushes. As Johnny the ploughboy was walking alone to fetch home his cattle so early at morn, there he spied pretty Nancy all among the green bushes. She was singing much more sweetly than the blackbirds and thrushes. There he spied pretty Nancy all among the green bushes. She was singing much more sweetly than the blackbirds and thrushes. 'Twas down in the meadow beneath a lofty mountain, there she sat a-milking by the side of a fountain. The flocks they did graze in the dew of the morning. Bright Phoebe did shine, the hills all adorning. The flocks they did graze in the dew of the morning. Bright Phoebe did shine, the hills all adorning. So now to conclude and to end my ditty, come all you country lasses that are so neat and pretty. Oh, never do forsake your own country employment. No cities can afford half so sweet an enjoyment. Oh, never do forsake your own country employment. No cities can afford how so sweet an enjoyment.
What a moment.